This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Hope it's going to be a good day for you. The question is often asked today, why is there so much pain? Not just physical pain, but emotional pain, spiritual pain. And I think if we're honest, it's the question that arises within most of us when we face television news, have a look at the news and see the look of pain and bewilderment on the faces of many people who are victims throughout the world on TV news. We know that many bad things happen. For example, a teenager in Palestine shows bitterness in her face. She feels as if she's got nowhere to go and she has nowhere to live. In one of the Middle East countries, a mother weeps at the loss of a child killed through a really awful accident. She's the innocent victim of war. So you add all those things up and we see that pain is all around us. But most of us, I don't think, want to talk about it. We'd prefer perhaps to talk about other things in the typical Australian way, the cricket or the footy, or perhaps some current affairs that's going on, or the latest news. There's a book called Counselling the Dying, written by Edgar Jackson, and he tells in his book the story of a doctor in a large general hospital in New York, and he classified the patients on one floor according to how near he thought they were to death. And so he looked at them, and he watched the people, the visitors who came in to sit with the people, and he saw that a lot of things happened. And he watched how people reacted to pain. And he found, as also he watched the professionals, the nurses, that they hurried to the rooms of the patients that were not as close to death. And they just felt that they had a lot more to offer those who were not dying. So they had to deal with pain, the professionals, the nurses, the doctors. And for some of us, the tragedy of human pain and despair is also too much to bear. The professionals, of course, are human, as we are. And so as a result, we kind of forget about it or put it to one side and even unconsciously turn aside from people themselves who are in pain. We just don't know what to say. What do you say to someone who's received some bad news, perhaps about their own health or bad news about an accident? But really, pain is part of our humanity. And do you know how pain came about? It's really the result of man's sinfulness. And in the Bible, we have the story of Adam and Eve, who were cast out of the Garden of Eden. So it's an unfortunate thing, of course, that we don't know who to blame. But the disciples of Jesus, they thought when they saw a man who'd been born blind, and they were talking to Jesus, and they had a bit of a question about pain. In fact, they said, "Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own sin, or was it the fault of his parents? Were they really bad sinners?" And then Jesus answered, and you can read this in John chapter 9 yourself, verses 1 to 3. This was a profound answer. He said, "His blindness has nothing to do with his sins or his parents' sin." It was on that occasion, of course, that Jesus reached out to that man and healed him. But people in that day, as they do today, couldn't reconcile the pain. But Jesus didn't opt to take away all the pain. In fact, he challenged his followers, "If anyone wants to come with me, he must forget himself." He said he must take up his cross every day and follow me. That's in Luke chapter 9. In fact, Jesus talked about himself and said that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected and be put to death. And in 3 days he would be raised to life. So Jesus knew that he himself would be facing pain. It should be said that while sorrow and pain, they're part of humanity, we also know that joy and lack of pain are also part of God's plan. And we know, for example, as the Apostle Paul said that up to the present time, all of creation groans with pain, he said, like the pain of childbirth. But we have the hope. The Christian has the hope. There's an old song that says, "I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown." That's really a lovely description. So pain, sure, it's hard to accept, but there is, I believe, some purpose, and God can come to us. We thank you this morning, dear Lord, for your presence. We pray for those who are in pain. May they sense that you are a loving God whose touch can bring healing and comfort. And this is a prayer I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.